Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Limud halacha every day is a zchus for the refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chayla. Yishtav refuah shleima b'korov. So we're speaking about a mistake that can occur in Parshas Poro. A mistake that can occur in Parshas Poro when the Baal Korei finishes at the wrong place. Especially, possibly, at the regular sheni, which everybody knows, when Asan Olav Maim Chaim El Keli. And the truth is that the Pasha continues for a few psukim afterwards. And the question is, what happens if he makes a mistake, stops at the wrong place? And it was a Maisa Shahoya that's brought down in the Machzor Vitri. Machzor Vitri was a Rishon, a Talmud of Rashi. And the Machzor Vitri brings...
He was a Frenchie,
yes. Yeah, both the Machzor Vitri and the and Rashi. Right?
You know why he calls Machzor Vitri? Because he lived in the town of Vitri. Vitri is just near Paris.
Okay. For those who couldn't hear that, it was called Machzor Vitri. Why is it called Machzor, though? Oh, okay. So he doesn't know why it's called Machzor, but he knows why it's called Vitri, because Vitri is a place just outside Paris. And the Machzor Vitri brings down a case where that taka happened, that the Baal Korei finishes off in Parshas Poroh. Everybody thought that's the end of the Parsha, because that's normally where we finish a Sheni on Shabbos, and that's where we finish on Shabbos afternoon and on Monday and on Thursday. And the Zingzach Git, you know, it's the right tune. And therefore they thought, and nobody said anything, nobody shouted out, nobody realized. And the person afterwards made a brocha achrona, asher nosanon tzoy ha-semes. He finished his aliyah, and then they realized that he hasn't finished the parsha. We haven't said the complete parsha. Interesting, a few weeks ago, we had that on Shabbos lunchtime, at Shabbos Mincha, where the Baal Korei started off lining, it wasn't a regular Baal Korei, but he started off lining the parsha of the coming Shabbos, and he lined the first two pesukim, which happened to be quite long, and then he finished there, yeah, not in the right place. He finished Kohen at that point, and the Kohen made the Brocha Achrona on the Kriyas HaTorah. And then somebody pipes up and says, hey, he only lined two pesukim, and you need at least three pesukim for a Vazgeg. Gemara Megillah says, Keneged Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov, Keneged Kohen Levi Yisrael, etc. But it says we cannot have less than three pesukim in a parsha. So what are we supposed to do now? The person's made a brocha rishona, he's made a brocha achrona, and the parsha's finished, so to speak, his aliyah's finished, but he's only lined two pesukim. How do we carry on from here? Do we go back to the beginning? Do we continue from here? And if we're going to make another aliyah, does this Kohen get the aliyah again? Or can we give it to someone else, etc. So Bleida, tomorrow we'll go through that Shaila, and then we'll come back to Parshas Poro, where he finished in the wrong place.
Started at the Turaway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Yutes Ador, 19th of November, Rabbi Daniel Hul Shlita. Inspiration from Purim continues. This week's Torah has been sponsored by Mr. Yecheskel Ebert, Lechvet Simchas of the Mitzvah of Menachem Ebert, who is his Mitzvah's last Shabbos, he wrote in Shiv's Chayorov, Buz Kein of Lerav Nacha, Simne Kol Yatsi, Chod of Sehem, Zkut Sashvim HaChayorim HaMelchamot, Shachzur Botayim L'Shalom Bim Heiro.
Amen. The truth is, Rabbi Yisai, I had a fantastic share prepared for you today. However, what happened was...
We don't deserve it.
What's more than fantastic? Erev Shabbos, I turn on the radio Kol Chai, and I'm listening to Rav Baruch Rosenblum Shlita in Ivrit, one of the tremendous Magidim in Eretz Yisrael. He gives a shiur every week. It's recorded. It's Meshudar on the radio. He's absolutely fantastic. He's an Olam Gadol. He's an Onov. And his breadth and what he says is every week is amazing. And he says, I've got a vote for you which is worth $1.5 million. And you'll be dancing after you hear this. Rabbi Yisai, he's wrong. It's trillions of dollars. What you're about to hear is trillions of dollars. You will be dancing from this Yisod from till next Purim. Till next Purim. So, Yisborach Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the zchus of this Shir Mitz Hashem, and all the shiurim of Torah Way, our good friend Yosef Dov ben Chayla Dudi should come back with a refuah shleima, shleima, shleima b'mehera, amen.
Amen.
So, the Gemara Megillah, Rabbi Yisai, Yud Beis. Shalut Talmidov es Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Why were the Yidden at the time of Purim chayev klia, chayev destruction? So Rav Shimon bar Yochai responds, Imru atem, you tell me what you think. They said, because shenenu mitzudoso shel shelachash veirish. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai replies, in Cain, shebeshushan yehorgu, v'chol ha'olam kulo al yehorgu. Why was the gezeron all the Yidden, mehodad kush? So the Yidden, it was terrible. The food was kosher, sudas achashverish, but it was a celebration, Rahman al Islam, that the Rebbeinu Shleih, the 70 years are up, and he brings out Kenim, the Kenim Shoinim, Achashverish Arosha brings out the Kenim of the Beis HaMikdash. Vashti wore the big day Kohen Gadol, Achashverish wore the big day Kohen Gadol, and they brought out the Kelim, and it was all a simcha that there's not going to be a Geula, Chas v'Cholila. And they were nene misudoso shalosh rosha, and there was zanus and gilui arayos. It was terrible what was going on. So if there was a gezeira just for them because of the suda, so why was there a gezeira taka on all the yidden? So they say, no, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, we don't know, and Ochanami. So tell us. So Rav Shimon bar Yochai reveals, and he says, because ishtachavu letzelem, in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, all the Yidden, everyone besides Mordechai, bowed down to the Tzelem of the Nebuchadnezzar. The Chassam Sofer asks a tremendous question on this Gemara. He said, there's something doesn't add up over here. When Rav Shimon bar Yochai said that they did Avodah Zarah, so the Talmidim then ask, V'chimash v'ponim yesh l'dova eich zochel l'neis. So he gives a teretz, it was lefonim, afakodesh boch, osimoyim lefonim. It wasn't real Avodah Zarah, they did it out of pachad, it wasn't really Avodah Zarah, and that's why they were saved. Frektach Sam Sofer, very nice. So you're saying there was really gezeira laharog, and the reason why they didn't get killed, with all the tshuva, the reason why they didn't is you need to answer because of lefonim. The Avodah Zarah was lefonim, it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. What about the Jews of Shushan, Frektach Sam Sofer? Why did the Jews of Shushan get saved? Why were they saved? Kasha number one, we're going to have two major kashas on Megillah. Why did the Jews of Shushan get saved? With the tshuva, it shouldn't have worked. They were the gefelach aveira is what they did. And the Gemara, if you look at the Gemara, it says some sofer, it's mashma from the Gemara, the only reason why Klaris weren't destroyed was because their Avodah Zorah was only lefonim. But the Nenem Sudosh Shalosh Rosha, the Nene from the Suda of Achashverish was very real, and the Yidden should have been, the Jews of Shushan should have been killed. Why weren't they killed? So, that's Kasha number one. Kasha number two, listen to this fantastic question. There is a Gemara in Erevin, Memvov. Gemara in Erevin, Memvov, tells us a rule. It says, when you have a Machlekes, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, we go like, does anyone know? Go like Rabbi Yossi. You have a Machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, you go like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says, well, Vein Sora Kloman, you don't have to tell us, obviously, that if you have a Machlekes with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, we also don't go like Rabbi Meir, we go like Rabbi Yossi. If Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Yehuda, we go like Rabbi Yossi. So I'm Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Meir, we go like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, we go like Rabbi Yossi. So we never paskin like Reb Meir. We always paskin either like Rav Yehuda above him or Rav Yossi above him. Now listen to this. What's the reason we don't paskin like Reb Meir? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina. This is Erevin Yud Gimel on the base. Goloi v'yadu lefni misha Amar v'haya olam she'ein b'derech shel Reb Meir kamosei. In the whole of Shas, you're not kaveh halacha like Rav Meir. Why? There was no one like him. Shelo yuchlu chaverev lamod al seif daito. The chachomim couldn't understand. They couldn't be omic. They couldn't delve to the depths of the clarity of Rav Meir. And because the chachomim didn't understand Rav Meir, a halacha is not like Rav Meir. Very interesting. Lovely klal. Very interesting. So we don't pass in like Rav Meir because the Chachomim couldn't be Yerid the Sof Daita to Rav Meir. There is a Mishnah in Megillah. Where do we start the Megillah from? So Rav Meir says, it's a Mishnah in Megillah, Rav Meir says we start the Megillah from Vayehi B'Meir Achashverosh. No, very nice. Megillah Yotess Amad Aleph. Umehechon Keri Adam is on Megillah V'yetziba Yedeichet. Vosse Remeh Omer Kula Rabbi Yehuda Omer Me'ish Yehudi. Rabbi Yossi Omer Me'achad Vorm Ha'ele. So, and then the Gemara says, Tani Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Mibala, Ilo Ahu, not the Doshnas HaMelech. So we have a four-way machlokes tanoim. When do we start the Megillah? When do we start learning from? Rav Meir says, we start from Vayehimi Mechashveirish. Rav Yossi says, no, Me'achad Varim Ha'elem. Rav Yehuda says, Me'ish Yehudi. Where did you start the Megillah from? You all started the Megillah from Vayehimi Mechashveirish. Whose shitta is that? Rav Meir. Who's against him? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Yossi. Who do we paskin like in the Hall of Shas? We paskin like Rav Yossi over Rav Yehuda over Rav Meir, and yet you and I started the Megillah via Yehibi Meir Chashverish. Makara, that suddenly we're paskining like Rav Meir. As a rule in Erevin, we learnt. We don't paskin like Rav Meir because Chachomim lo yordu l'sof daita to Rav Meir. So why are we paskin like Rav Meir when in this Mishnah, where there's four-way machlokes tanoim, on where you start the Megillah, and we paskin like Rav Meir. Everyone starts via Yehibi Meir Chashverish. So we have two, Rabbi, so we have two major questions, and the Yesod from the Rashba, the Chassam Sofer, will blow your mind, and you will be dancing till next Purim. I can guarantee you, when you hear what they got to answer these two questions. Question number one, why were the Yidden in Shushan saved? They were Ne'elam Sudosim Yosef Rosha, the Chassam Sofer's Medayat from the Gemara, they should have been killed. And number two, we don't paskin like Rav Meir, we have a rule in Erevin, we don't paskin like Rav Meir, and yet, on the four-way machlokes, and where we start the Megillah, we paskin like Rav Meir. Have we paskin like Rav Meir? It's going against the rules. Our base side, listen to this. There's a machlokes in the Gemara Kiddushin. Between Rav Meir, do you have a Kiddushin number 12? I just forgot to pull that one out. Can I find it? Kedushin Lamed Vov. There we are. It's the one in Kedushin. Bonim Atem LaHashem Aleikeichem. You're the Bonim of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Yeah, but you're only the Bonim of the Rabbeinu Shleilam when you do the Rotzen Hashem. When you don't do the Rotzen Hashem, Ein Atem Kareem Bonim. Okay? Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Bonim atem l'Hashem aleikeichem bizman shatem noegim min hagbonim atem kruim bonim. Ein atem noegim min hagbonim, ein atem kruim bonim. When you do the Rotzen Hashem, Klal Yisrael are the bonim of Hashem. You're the children of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. But when you don't, you're not the children of the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Meir Omer bein kachu bein kach atem kruim bonim. Rav Meir says, Yidden? Whatever. You're tzaddikim, you're a shoyim, you're still the bonim of Rebbeinu Shleilam. Whoa. Listen to what the Rashba says. The Rashba says in two places. He says in Shuvas, Kuf Tzadik Dalet, and Resh Mem Beis. When it comes to this machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Meir, bonim atem l'Hashem aleikeichem, Klal Yisrael are the bonim. Well, you're only the bonim when you do the Rotzen Hashem. And comes along, Rav Meir says, no. Klal Yisrael, the bonim of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, even if you don't do the Rotzen Hashem. Who do we paskin like in this machlokes? One would have thought, well, we have a rule, we never paskin like Rav Meir or Rav Yehuda. Yeah? Listen to the Rashba. Rashba says, when it comes to this machlokes, we paskin like Rav Meir. He gives three riyas. He says, number one, Rav Meir brings psukim. Okay? He brings solid psukim, very powerful. There's number two, what's the reason why in Erevin we learnt we don't paskin like Rav Meir? Because the Chachomim couldn't be Yerid Lesof Daitash or Rav Meir. They couldn't understand Rav Meir. That there was Ein Kamosu like Rav Meir. When we're talking about this machlokes bonim atem la Hashem aleikeichem, are we talking klape us or klape the Rebbeinu Shleilam? What's the nafkamin of whether you're children of the Rebbeinu Shleilam? The nafkamin is klape the Rebbeinu Shleilam. It's nothing to do with us. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu consider us as bonim when we're not doing the Rotzen Hashem? Says the Rashba, Well, if the whole vort is, the whole inyan is klapi the bonish leilam about whether you're bonim, whether you do the rotzon Hashem, then of course we paskin like Reb Meir, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is yerid the sof daitish Reb Meir. So in this machlekes, so really Reb Meir is greater than all of them. But the Chachomim couldn't be yerid the sof daitish the Reb Meir. So when it comes to a machlekes about whether you're bonim or not bonim, well, that's bonim is klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yerid the sof daitish Reb Meir. So of course in this machlekes of bonim Hashem latem lekechem, you paskin like Reb Meir. Klal Yisrael are bonim, whether you do the Rotzon Hashem, whether you don't do the Rotzon Hashem, you're bonim. You're the children of the Bonish Leilam. That's right number two. And now this is from right number three. Right number three, says the Rashba. The Rashba says, Rabbi Akiva, Paskin, like Reb Meir, in this Inyan. So everyone knows the Gemara in Baba Basra, I think, Daf Yud. Bob Basra Daf Yud, Shola Tonus Rufus Harosha asked Rabbi Akiva. So, Vakodesh Baruch Hu loves poor people, why doesn't he mefarnas them? So, Rabbi Akiva says so that we shouldn't get Gehenna, we should be Zeicha to give them do the mitzvah tzedakah. So, Tonus Rufus says, you're sending people to Gehenna if you give people tzedakah. They're going to Gehenna by giving tzedakah, says Tonus Rufus Harosha. He says, I'll give you a moshul. If you imagine a king who throws his servant into prison and he commands people, don't feed him, don't give him anything to drink, leave him there. And along comes a clever guy and he says, and he feeds the prisoner of the king. Will the king not get angry on the man who fed the prisoner? Okay, I instructed not to feed him. So Rabbi Akiva said, you're making a mistake, Tornus Rufus Rasha. He says, I'll give you a moshul to what it's like. A melech shekos al bono, a king who got angry with his son, and he throws his son into prison, and he commands no one should give my son anything to eat or drink. And there's a friend of the king, and secretly he sneaks some food and drink to the son. He says when the king finds out that he sneaked food to his son in prison, lo doron shalach lo, we did not send him presents, send him gifts. I sent this my son. You see, say my son. He says, Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he makes Nebuch a Yid poor, throws him to the Beis HaSirim. So he says, someone who helps out the son of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. So Tonus Rufus argues, he says, well, you call Avodim and you call Bonim. And when you do the Rotzon Hashem, you're Bonim. And when you don't, you're Avodim. And therefore, not everyone should get Tzedakah. And Zog the Rabbi Akiva. No. Bonim atem, bein kach, you're bonim. Look at the Marashah then, Baba Basra. Baba Basra says, Beferish Rabbi Akiva's paskin like Reb Meir. He answers to its roof, he says, bein kach atem kruim bonim. So we have three rise of the Rashba. Three rise. Number one, right, he brings Pasukim. Number two, Svar Pshuta, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Yerid Losef Taitashol Reb Meir. Of course he is. And it's Klapi of the Burnish Leilam. And number three, Rabbi Akiva himself paskined. Why were the Yidden in Shushan, who were ne'er de misudosa shalach Hashverosh, why were they saved? Because bein kach atem kruim bonim. Bein kach atem kruim bonim. Even if Klal Yisrael are Rishoyim, they're still the Rabbonim of the Bnei Shleilam. What? Yes. And that's how you're saved. And Purim is the Gilui. Purim is the Gilui of this Yisoid, that the Jews of Shushan were saved because you're bonim, even if you're rochek from the Bnei Shleilam. You know, the Rav Doniel Gladstein, he quotes Rav Doniel Gladstein, he's a young avreicher in America, and he's the one who gives the text. He says, that's why we paskin like Reb Meir, vayehi b'mei HaShverosh, to show you this Yisoid, the Rashba, the Sam Sefer. He says, why do we paskin when it starts the Megillah, we start vayehi? That's Shittas Reb Shimon, that's four-way machlekes. He said, we start by Ibi Meir HaShverosh because it's Reb Meir, and Reb Meir is the one who tells us, Bonim, he's Megaleh to us, and the Yesod of Purim is that the Jews of Shushan were saved. The Yesod of Purim is that you're Bonim, Atem Hashem Lekechem, whether you do good, whether you don't, you're always the Bonim of Bnei Shleilam. No one can take that away. And that's why we pass on my Reb Meir when it comes to learning the Gillah. Wow. You know, who's the first person to dress up? Who's the first person to dress up? The Ramal says we dress up on Purim. Who's the first person to dress up? No, no, the first person. Oh. Yaakov, who did he dress up as? So Yaakov comes to Rivka and says, my father's going to find out. He's going to see me straight away. I'm Chalak. So Rivka says, you dress up as Esav. You'll be in this sire. You'll wear his coat. He'll feel you. He says, I dress up as Esav. I want to get the brachas as Yaakov. Says Rivka, no, you're making a mistake. I don't want the brachas to be chal on the Jews who look like Yaakov. The brachas, Rabbi Isai, have to be chal on the Yidden who look like Esav as well. You have to go in there dressed up as Esav. Because there's Yidden who look like Esav, but they're really Yaakov inside. And that's what the brachas have to be chal on. They have to be chal on that. So, Menashe, it was, Rav Shimshon Pinker says, Menashe was a big Rasha. Chizkiyahu HaMelech didn't want to get married because he saw Menashe coming from him. It wasn't Menashe. He was making selim v'heichol. Every day he got 1,000 yidden to schlep his pesel from Bet Shemesh to Yerushalayim. And at the end of the day, after schlepping his pesel, he shechted all of them. He killed his own grandfather, Yishaya Novi. He shechted him. So the kings of Ashur capture Menashe. And they make a hatzagah, a big ceremony. Have thousands of people in a stadium. Medrash tells us, put him in a cauldron, a huge cauldron. And they put the cauldron on the fire. And he's there in the middle there, swimming around. And they light the fire. What happens? Lights the fire, starts jumping. There's a hatzagah. Let's see the king of Israel. Let's see Menashe dance. Dance for us. And it gets hotter and hotter and hotter. And eventually Menashe cries out to the Rebbeinu Shlom, Rebbeinu Shlom, save me. The Medrash says, the Malochim in Shamayim, tak, 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 they closed the Shiva Rikki, they closed all the Rikkias, all the doors, all the Dalsa Shamayim, his tefillahs aren't getting in, not Menashe. Malochim, they stopped his tefillahs. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chaser and mokum mitachas kisei HaKavod. Come Menashe, you want to do teshuva? Come. Bonim atem Hashem lekech. Afila when Klal Yisrael looked like Esav. Bonim atem. You know, everyone's got stories where you've seen this. There's a Rav Ami Ben Zion. And he gives an edus on the Rabbi Yoel Gold's got a site there with a division there, My Moments. He brings different Rabbonim, he videos them, and they say they're the most inspiring things which happened to them. So there's a clip there of Rav Ami Ben Zion. It's in Ivrit, you can see it. My Moments by Rabbi Yoel Gold. And he relates the following thing. His daughter was in seminar, Beis Yaakov Gaon in Bnei Brak. And his daughter has a good friend. And this girl, Beis Yaakov girl, she gets older, she leaves the seminar. Unfortunately, she gets involved with the wrong chevra. And what does she do? She ends up, no brochus, and then there's no muksa on Shabbos, and then there's no Shabbos, and then there's nothing. She leaves Legamri. There's one thing she keeps. She keeps her sneers. Beis Yaakov girl, that's what she is. She's not willing yet to give up her long sleeves. No. She's mechal on Shabbos, everything. Not a thing, no mitzvahs. And year and a half ago, a friend said, tell her, you know, there's a party there in Nova, Simchas Torah. Anyway, Shabbos, Simchas Torah. You don't keep Shabbos, you don't keep Simchas Torah. You want to come to the party? She says, sure, I'm coming to the party. But you know me at the moment. I'm going to be there like dressed as a Beis Yaakov girl. They say, yeah, come, no, honey, whatever her name was. We don't know her name. come, you'll have a good time. So honey, let's call her honey. She turns up to the Nova party. And there she's drinking there and having a good time, dressed as the Beis Yaakov girl in the Nova festival. 6:30 in the morning, He says, how does he know this from Ami Ben Sinu? He says, this is his daughter's best friend. 6:30 in the morning, the sirens, the rockets come, and then the first place, the Yimach Shemom, the Hamas come in, and they start killing people in front of her eyes. They're killing her friends. They're taking them away. The Azva'ot, Misha Yodea, what they were doing there. She says, she's lying face down in the sand. I was there, it's a sandy area. It's an hour's drive from Yerushalayim. You can see exactly the whole place. The whole, not bigger than this. The whole area is slightly bigger than this base of Medrash. And she's lying flat in the sand, and they're killing left, right, and center. And she says, Rabbi Yerushalayim, if you get me out of here, I'll do teshuva. Just get me out. As soon as the words leave her lips, she hears an Arab speaking Ivrit, perfect Ivrit, and he's holding a Kalashnikov and he's pointing at her, and he says to her, Ma tosepo, what are you doing here? She turns around, Ma. She thinks this is the last seconds of her life. And he says to an Ivrit, he says, this is not your place. Zelo makom shelach. She says, Ma. He says, look at how the other people are dressed, and look how you are dressed. Ma? She says, this is not your place. Get out of here. You're not supposed to be here. She says, what? He says, get out. Third time. She says, they'll kill me. They're killing. He says, come with me. They won't kill you. Picks her up. And he marches her right through the area, holding a gun pointing at her. And the other terrorists think he's about to take her to Gaza, and he's kidnapped her. And he's marching her. He says, keep walking. Tamshichi, tamshichi, tamshichi. Zelo makom shelach. Look how you're dressed. And he marches her all the way out of the area. And there's lots of different roads there. I've seen it. And he says, I'm leaving you here. You'll be safe here. No one's going to touch you. He says, go home. Ma? Go home. Terrorist turns around with his machine gun and walks back. Within a minute or so, there's a car. She flags down the car. She says, take me to Bnei Brak. And of course, on Shabbos, Simchas Torah, the car, they managed to get out. And he drives her. So she walks in there. You can imagine the scene, Shabbos afternoon. Everyone, there were sirens everywhere, the whole Eretz Yisrael, right? Where have you been, honey? She comes back in. She can't speak for a month. She's traumatized. Eventually, she tells them what happened. An Arab Hamas guy came over and told me, she does teshuva shleima. Her mother tells her, I don't know if she's right, her mother tells her it wasn't a Hamas terrorist, it was Elyon Ovi. Boni Matem, Mashem Elokeichem, even if you look like Esav, whether you look like Esav, it doesn't matter. That was the hakpod of Rivka. Rivka said, the brachas have to be chal on klal Yisrael, no matter what you look like. Even if you look like Esav, because Boni Matem. Zok Sam Sofer, that's the Yisod of Purim, Rabbi Sai. It doesn't matter how far you go. And Menashe, it's Rav Shimshon Pinkel says, with what koyach was Menashe able when the Malachim are Sega the Dalsi Shamayim, they closed the gates of heaven. With what koyach is Menashe able to come back? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, come Menashe. Come, I'm giving you, do teshuvah, I afilu hachi. I know about the 1,000 people a day. I know you killed Yishayah Novi. But do teshuvah. Well, where's that come from? It comes from Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem. That's how, that kayach. It's Rav Meir. You know, the Rav Shaltiel Ninyo, for the Rav of Tveria, he says, why, when you get tzedakah, you say, Bezuchusa de Meir Balanes. There's a minag, he gives tzedakah, b'schus Rav Meir Balanes. Because it's Rabbi Akiva who paskins like Rabbi Meir, who says, Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeichem, who allows you to give tzedakah. Without Rabbi Meir, L'chayra Tornus Rufus is right without Rabbi Meir. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to be poor. Why are you wanting business of you to be a Rachman on him? Check whether he's a tzaddik, check whether he's a Rosha. No. Rabbi Meir says, Bonim Bein Kach Ben Kach Atem Kurim Bonim. It doesn't matter. You're a Yid. If you're a Yid, you're a bon of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why we pass good night, Rav Meir. That's why it's the zechus of Rav Meir that you're allowed to give tzedakah.
The Chassid Reb Meir allowed to give tzedakah. So, we'll finish off with. Everyone knows the story with Horius, why Reb Meir was called Achirim. Right? Reb Meir was called Achirim. He was Kenas. There was a Kenas, the Machlok is there. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai gave him a Kenas. He's now going to be called Achirim in the Mishnah.
His river was
Achirim. Right? Yeah, but he was called Achirim, as a Kenas, Reb Meir. His name wasn't going to be mentioned. Sometimes Rav Nohi Roy, Reb Meir, and Achirim. When it says Achirim in the Mishnah, it's always Reb Meir. As a Kenas, look at the end of Horius. So everyone knows when Yaakov was worried, Shema Yehoreg, he was his confrontation with Esav, Shema Yehoreg, but Shema Yehoreg Es Achirim. So there's many Achronim, they say that it was an allusion because Reb Meir came from who? He came from Aspasinus Kezar in the Gemara in Gittin, right? Aspasinus Kezar, Neron Kezar ran away and he became a ger, the Yotzam Mimenu Reb Meir. So the cheshbon was that if Yaakov is scared of killing Esav, if I kill Esav, then Shem Yehoregis Achirim. There won't be Achirim, there won't be Reb Meir. Right? There won't be Reb Meir. That's the famous vort. Yaakov Avinu is worried about killing Achirim, he's worried, killing Reb Meir. If he kill Esav, there won't be Neron Kizar, and if there won't be Neron Kizar, there won't be Reb Meir. Of the effect of question, there also won't be Rabbi Kiva, there also won't be Shmaya, there also won't be Avtalia, and they also won't be Unculus Ager. Why is they all say that Shem Yoregis Achirim, that Yaakov's worried about killing Reb Meir? Why is Yaakov worried about killing Reb Meir any more than any other Ger? Shmaya, Avtalia, and Unculus, Rabbi Kiva, they all came from Esav. Why are you worried nothing about Reb Meir? Oh, Yaakov's very worried about Reb Meir. My mommy taught me. The brachas have to be chal on everyone, even the Yidden who look like. Even the Yidden who look like Esav, the brachas have to be chal. And who allowed us? Who taught us? Who paskened the bonim atem akurim bonim bein kachu bein kach atem kurim bonim? Reb Meir. That's why Shem Yehoreges Achirim is Reb Meir. That's why Yaakov's worried. He says, I'm also worried there won't be a Shammai and Naftali, there won't be Rabbi Kiva. Oh, but the most important thing that I'm worried about, Shem, if I kill Esav, there won't be Reb Meir. That changes the whole story. It's only because of Reb Meir that Bonim Atem, Lashem Elikechem Shkeach.
The stickles of that. Yaakov's work kills Esav as no Achirim.
Yeah.
But the Bechirim wouldn't have gone through. The Bechirim Dovash Lebel Eulam.
Right.
Reb Meir says it works.
Also, another. I love Reb Meir.